Gary D always finds those musical tie-ins to the topic.
Yeah, I like the DJing. That's great.
It's a blue moon. He can't find a match. In our article about window insecurity, it kind of a side point and benefit to the windows is the cost versus value, a report that's put out by a national company that covers construction and remodeling industry. And they say the installation of wood windows has about a 72% return on your investment. And I'm assuming that's a resale situation. Correct?
Within 12 months of installing it, which is one of the highest percentage returns of anything that you can do.
And that's not taking into calculation what energy savings you're going to get on that as
it
well.
It does not.
So
no.
It actually is a little better than that, or a lot better than that, depending on how old your windows are right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how bad a door and window they have until they get a good door and window.
Until they fall out of the house.
And they realize, I don't have to live with this dust. I don't have to live with this noise. I don't have to live with these drafts. I don't have to live with these hot spots where I can't even sit in this chair during certain times of day because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, too, because so many people will replace their windows for one reason or another, whether it's security or aesthetics or whatever. But so often we hear, whether it's just them talking to us on a maybe second phase or in a Google review or something that they do, they had no idea how dusty, how drafty their old windows were, which allows all the dust to come in. When I moved to Arizona, I had no idea about the dust here. I mean, it's bad. And if you have bad windows, it exploits it, and it just comes right in your house. And when you put in any of our new products, the dust is a non-factor anymore. You just have normal house dust at that point. But then the other thing, too, is noise. A lot of people say, I had no idea I lived in a noisy
house. That's right.
Until they put our windows in and they go, you know, it's so quiet now. It's amazing.
Well, with the high return on investment, I tell people, you will have some energy savings, but upgrading to a Pella window is really a quality of life issue.
Yeah.
You're just going to enjoy your house so much more. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even given a Pella phone number out yet.
No. Yeah. And
People wanted a free consult to kind of assess the doors and windows for security, for energy savings, for cleanliness, for acoustic control, for all those factors, how would they schedule that?
Yeah, so you can go onto our website, PellaScottsdale.com, for those of you in the Phoenix market. If you're down in Tucson or anywhere down south, you can go to PellaOfTucson.com. And then you can call our local number here in Phoenix, which is 480-344-3280. And Susanna over at the showroom will be happy to help you and set you up with a free consultation.
And you'll have a showroom in Tucson on Oracle and in Scottsdale on Scottsdale Road.
Scottsdale Road and Greenway Hayden Loop. Yep. Yeah, very convenient. And it's great to be able to kind of go literally kick the tires and test drive the product before you buy, because it is a big investment. And it's great for people to be able to see everything that we offer.
It is a big investment, and it's one that's worth it. You were talking about soundproofing when I built, because Whitman is underneath a fly pattern for Luke Air Force Base and one of their auxiliary fields that they use for training. Everything built out there has to be a standard soundproof, and just Pella standard Pro line already met that.
So here's another thing. You know, you look at any type of product and how companies make it cheaper. They make things thinner, lighter, you know, whatever, and it saves cost. Our standard glass is much thicker than the average competitors, and that's just one thing that most consumers don't know. You look at a pane of glass and it's just glass, right? But it's the thickness of the glass, and it's, you know, if you really want to cut down on the noise, you vary the thickness of panels. So you have a 3 millimeter and a 5 millimeter, because the sound waves have a much more difficult time traveling through, you know, a variety of thicknesses. So anyways, those are just little things that most people would never think of. They don't know about the competitors don't talk about how thin their glass is, but it's a big deal. And it also helps keep the heat out too, and the cold.
And then the gap of the insulating space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got it just, the engineers at Pella figured out exactly what it needs to be. We've got the newest technology with the spacer, and our newest one that came out probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, it's a non-glare spacer. So with the technology from 10 years ago, they changed it to stainless steel, which was great. It's a continuous seal all the way around, much less likely to fail, but also had a really bad glare off of it if the sun was hitting at certain times of the day. With this new spacer, there's no glare, and it's still very energy efficient. So
it's another place a lot of window manufacturers skimp.
Yeah,
is they put such a nominal space between the two pieces of glass, it's virtually ineffective.
Yeah, it is. And the types of coatings or the amount of coatings that they use, the vinyl, like your vinyl windows that you're talking about, the what we put in the vinyl when it's in liquid form is called titanium dioxide. That's the same product they put in paint. So I don't know who you guys have as a paint partner, one of the big companies or not. But that's why a gallon of paint goes from $20 a gallon to $40 to $50 a gallon, because there's more titanium dioxide in it. And our vinyl windows have the most out of anybody. When we talk to the engineers, that's what makes it better, and that's why you're paying more money for it. And that's why yours, Romy, fell out of your house, because it probably didn't have any at all. In the just like a plastic launch air in your yard here in Arizona, those things just crumble over time. And that's what sounds like what happened to your window, and a lot of customers of ours too.
We got a letter in the office about a year ago from a listener in the historic section of downtown Phoenix, and they'd been listening for a long time, and they were talking about how happy they were they took the extra time to save a little more money to go to a complete Pella package. Mm-hmm. And they were just so happy with the installed finished product.
Yeah,
it really is a quality of life, and it's hard to put in words until you experience it.
Mm-hmm. It is, and you try to tell people, you try to educate them, and sometimes they
lead a horse to water, but you can't make.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But the thing, a lot of people do save up for it, but also keep in mind we offer financing too. We use Wells Fargo and a few other banks. We can finance if you can't afford it right now. We have zero interest. We can make something work for most everybody.
How about the fiberglass window?
Oh, yeah. That's
when you guys came out with that, I thought, this is absolutely genius.
Yeah, we're going on, I think it's coming up on 20 years of that product being around. 2002, I guess, not quite 20. But, it's one of the most popular windows that we sell here in Arizona. It's a pultruded fiberglass, it's called Duracast. That's the Pella's brand name for it. And it's got a powder coated finish, available in a variety of colors. There's virtually no expansion and contraction, even when it's 110 out like it is today. And the finish itself is going to last a lifetime. I've got them in my house. They're 11 years old. They still look brand new. They're the dark tan color. So, it's a great window.
They shouldn't even be installing aluminum frame windows anymore.
No.
With this product on the market.
No, you're right. And it's one that Pella continues to innovate. It's become very popular in our commercial division. So multifamily housing, old high-rise buildings in different parts of the country, they're swapping out and using our Impervia product. So not only for residential but commercial, and that just kind of it's not a different product. They just come in bigger sizes. It's the same product that you're putting in your house that we're putting in some of these high-rises, and it's an awesome product.
It's thermally stable, mm-hmm. No expansion contraction, and it's a better insulator than an aluminum frame. Aluminum frame window, and I'm not talking about aluminum clad. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about aluminum frame.
Yeah.
You're installing little radiators in the openings of your house.
Yeah.
They allow aluminum conducts heat.
Yeah.
We use it as an electrical conductor for a reason.
That's right. You know? Well, and we have those, you've seen those little laser heat registers or thermometers. We'll take those into customers' homes on a day like today, and you point them at the frame, and the frame can be 130 outside, and then guess what? It's 130 inside because it just comes right through. So it's doing nothing but making it more expensive to live in your house.
Yeah, and just not comfortable.
No, exactly. Yeah, if you've got a dining room table or a bed or something, a couch that's close to a window that's not thermally broken and has the latest and greatest glass in it, you're going to know it, and it makes it uncomfortable.
We've got a text question. Somebody wants to know, is Pella being installed in new home construction in the Valley? And, that would probably be a question more for the builder. I mean, you guys have your residential, your custom, your builder.
Yeah. So our business, we've got it segmented. So we've got our commercial department, we've got our trade and remodel division, which deals with the residential builders, custom home builders, and then we've got our replacement division. We usually talk about replacement on this show because you're typically dealing with homeowners. But the largest part of our business is new home construction, and it's typically custom homes, spec homes, and remodels throughout the Valley. But yeah, that's a booming business for us.
Well, let's talk about that 48-foot window wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, so we can make the panels. I think the largest panel we can make is nearly 5 feet wide, and you can make them 10 feet tall.
Good night.
So, I mean, that's 50 square feet in just one panel. I mean, it's like a little garage door, right?
Yeah.
And you can span them out so that you get 48 feet as a maximum. We can vary the thickness, the width. We can vary the height. We can automate it so that it opens.
Push button.
Yeah, it opens with a push button. There's all sorts of really cool sensors. We work with a local company called Summit Automation. They're the ones that actually do the motors and controls for us. You can hook it up Bluetooth to work off your phone. But one of the neat things, they have what's called the party mode. So let's say you're having a big gathering at your house. You set it to party mode, and it operates like a commercial automated door, like at a grocery store. You walk up to the door and it opens for you. You walk through the door, it closes behind you.
Yeah.
So, on a warm day where you don't want, the heat and the cold escaping or coming in, that prevents that from happening. And even if your dog wants to go out, walks up to the door, opens for the dog, closes behind the dog. So it's really pretty cool, all the different things you can do with it.
And that's the sliding door into the pockets. Then you also have the stacking window wall.
Yeah, that's right. We've got, it's all called, Pella calls it our Scenescape doors. And within the Scenescape product line, you've got multi-slide doors, which is what we've just been talking about. And you can get them pocketing and just stacking. So you don't have to have a pocket. They'll just stack up against each other at the end of the room. And then we also have our bifolding doors. And the bifolding, think of like an accordion style that just folds up. We can make those not as large as the 48 feet, but we can still make them very large and very tall, and they're a really neat product too.
And I like the ones, because when you're trying to create this feel, you're trying to bring the outdoor and the indoor together.
Yeah,
I love the fact there's no threshold.
No, I know. And the one of the neat things is, Pella's back in Iowa, right? And I don't want to say there's not a lot of outdoor living. I've never lived there myself, but they don't have the type of architecture and construction that we do out here in the Southwest. And people want the big patios and the inside outside living. I mean, you look at any sort of architectural magazine or, Phoenix Architecture Magazine, something like that. That's all you see is inside outside. And that's what these doors were made for. And we actually pushed more than 10 years ago, we pushed Pella out of their comfort zone to say, we need these doors. We're losing business because we don't have these doors. And lo and behold, they came out with a full line, and it's been a great complementary product to everything else that we do now.